आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In verse number 217, Shankaracharya says, "Jagrat swapna susuptisu sputataram yo asau sam ujrimbate." It manifests. Ujrimbate means manifest. Sam is samyak rupena, clearly, well. Sputataram, very clearly you can see in all the three states, Jagrat avastha, Swapna avastha and Susupti avastha. In Jagrat avastha, it illuminates all our experience in waking state, and in the dream state, it illuminates the dream itself, and in the deep sleep state, it illuminates absence of thoughts, abhava. It is still illuminating. I hope you understand it illuminates the absence also, like a natak deep, a theater lamp, whether the theater is going on the stage, it illumines. When there is nobody there, still it illumines. Same way, that sakshi illumines both presence and absence of thoughts. Clearly, pratyak rupita sadam ahamanam iti antaspuran ekadha. Ekadha is continuous one time. Ekadha. Like you have got heartbeat, ekadha 72. Similarly, it is always says aham, 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 a one type ekadha. Continuously from the date of birth to date of death, continuously it is there. Pratyak rupita, pratyak rupita is inside, not outside. inside it he says aham 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 aham, always there. Nana akar vikar bhagin iman paschan aham dhimukan. Nana akar, different forms, vikar, modification. Whatever comes in its purview, it illumines. Nana akar vikar. And who is seeing? Aham and dhi. Aham means your ego and dhi means intellect. Mukan. Nityananda chidatmana spurati tam vidhi swamitam hridi. Nityananda. It is Nityananda, continuous. What we experience outside is Anityananda, not Nitya. Nitya will remain sarvatra, sarvada, swatantra, anayas, chetan. That is the quality of that ananda. Nityananda, sarvatra, it is available at all places. Sarvada, it is available all time, 24 hours, 365 days till death. Swatantra, it is not dependent on objects, being or person of the world. Without these also you can be happy. Swatantra. Anayas. Anayas means you don't have to put in effort for getting sukh outside, for getting joy or happiness outside. We have to put in effort. If you want to buy a car, you have to first save money, or you have to take money from the bank and pay for next 10 years or 5 years. You have to put in effort. But this bliss, this joy, you don't have to do anything. Available, anayas, without any effort. And that sukh is chetan sukh. It is not jar sukha. In the jar sukh, there are degree priya, mod, and pramod. What we are experiencing, sukh, which is reflected on the objects of the world. It is the same sukh which is inside, is reflected on that. And we think that object, person, being is giving me that sukh. But it says, Nityanand chidatmana spuratitam vidhi swametam hridi. Where it is? Not outside. In hridi, it is already with you. But we don't know, we are ignorant about that. The how to reach that state, two verses are beautiful verses which help Gurudev and Tapovan Maharaj and will help all of us also. What is to be done? Ghatodake bimbata arkabimba alokya mudha ravimeva mannate. There is a ghat, there is a pot. In that pot there is udaka. Udaka means water. And in that water there is bimbatam arkabim. It reflects sun. Sun is there. There is a pot. In that pot there is a water is there. And in that water you can't stop reflection. It is not in your hand. It will happen. That reflection is there. But mudha ravim eva manyate. But mood, a fool, thinks that is Ravi, that sun has fallen in the water. He thinks that sun is this. But that is reflected sun. Same way, it says, Tatha, same way, Chidabhasam, Upadisamstham, Chidabhasam. Chidabhasam, reflection of consciousness, it is also happening inside. What is ghat? Body is ghat. What is udakam? What is water? Mind is water, our mind is water. In that mind, that consciousness, pure consciousness, reflects. Therefore, chidhavasa upadhi sanstham, upadhi, either it is sthul sarir or sushma sarir. Here upadhi is the sushma sarir, upadhi stham. This is upadhi. In this upadhi, that consciousness is reflecting in our mind. Upadistham, bhranta aham itteva jado abhimanyate, bhranta out of delusion. He is thinking, this is I. Which I? This is PFT. This chit chaya, chit pratibimba, chit abhas, or chaya is nothing but PFT, perceiver, feeler, thinker, or ego. In Gurudev's word, it is small I. And a mood thing, this small I is big I. like a fool thinks sun is fallen in the water. He considers reflected sun is the real sun. Similarly, we are thinking this ego is consciousness. Ego is not consciousness. Ego is not consciousness. Clear? Then he says, what is to be done? What is sadhana? In 219 it says, ghatam jalam tadgatam arkabimbam bihaya, leave, negate, falsify, cast aside, what? Ghatam, pot, that means body, jalam, this is gross body, jalam, jalam represents subtle body. Jalam means mind. Have you understood the example and the comparison with the gross body and subtle body? Ghatam is gross body. Jalam in the ghat is equal to the mind in gross body, which is subtle body. Ghatam, jalam, tadgat arkabimbam. And there is an arkabim. In the water, there is a reflection of sun. In the mind, there is a reflection of consciousness. So we are talking about reflection of consciousness, not consciousness now. Bihai sarvam. Inko sabko chhod do. Bihai sarvam. What is to be done? Vinirichyate arka. Ikshate. Ikshan means to see. Vinirichyate. Vishesh roop se. Achhi tarah se dekho. Vinirichyate arka. Arka means not arka pratibimba. Arka means surya. Arka means sun. Don't see the reflection of sun. See sun. So what we have to leave? We have to leave gross body, falsify, negate gross body, subtle body, and reflected consciousness, which is called ahankar, which is ego. And then he says, see the real consciousness, Suddha Chetan, you see. Tatas etat triya avabhasakaha swayam prakasa vidusha yatha tatha. Vidusha, the wise man see. What is that? Tatas etat triya avabhasakaha. That real sun is the illuminator of pot, its water, and the reflected sun also. If that be clear. Similarly, the real consciousness is also illuminating all three. Ghata, gross body, and subtle body, and ego, PFT, or reflected consciousness, or chit chaya, or chit abhas, or chit pratibimb, or in Drigadishvek, only chaya. Same thing. Yatha tatha. Okay. Now, three verses are about the nature of Atman. What is this Atman? So we'll chant three verses together.
Deham dhiyam chit pratibimbam evam. Deham dhiyam chit pratibimbam evam. Visrijya buddho nihitam guhayam. Visrijya buddho nihitam guhayam. Drashtaram atmanam akhanda bodham.
Drashtaratmanam akhanda bodham.
Sarva prakasham sadasad vilakshanam.
Sarva prakasham sadasad.
Nityam vibhum sarvagatam susukshmam.
Nityam vibhum sarvagatam susukshmam.
Antarvahishu namananyam atmanah.
Antarvahishu namananyam atmanah.
Vigyaya samyak nijarupam etat.
Vigyaya samyak
nijarupam etat. Puman vipapma virajo vimrittuhu.
Puman vipapma ಭಾವಾತ್ಮಾ ವಿರುಜೋ ವಿಮೃತ್ಯು
ವಿಶೋಕಾನಂದ ಘನೋ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ
ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ
ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ವಿಭೇತಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್
ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ವಿಭೇತಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್
ನಾನೋಸ್ತಿ ಪಂಥಾ ಭವಬಂಧ ಮುಕ್ತೇ
ಯೋ ಹಿ ಪಂಥಾ ಭವಬಂಧ ಮುಕ್ತೇ
ವಿನಾಶ್ವತ ವಿನಾಶತತ್ವಾವಗಮಂ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋ
ವಿನಾಶತತ್ವಾವಗಮಂ
ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋ ದೇಹಂ ಧಿಯಂ ಚಿತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬಮೇವಂ ವಿಸೃಜ್ಯ ಬುದ್ಧೋ ನಿಹಿತಂ ಗುಹಾಯಾಂ ದ್ರಷ್ಟಾರಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮಖಂಡಬೋಧಂ ಸರ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶಂ ಸದಸತ್ ವಿಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ವಿಭುಂ ಸರ್ವಗತಂ ಸುಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಂ ಅಂತರ್ಬಹಿಶೂನ್ಯಮನಂತಮಾತ್ಮನಃ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಯ ಸಮ್ಯಗ್ ನಿಜರೂಪಮೇತತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ವಿಪಾಪ್ಮಾ ವಿರಜೋ ವಿಮೃತ್ಯುಃ ವಿಶೋಕಾನಂದ ಘನೋ ವಿಪಶ್ಚಿತ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಕುತಶ್ಚಿನ್ನ ವಿಭೇತಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ನಾನೋಸ್ತಿ ಪಂಥಾ ಭವಬಂಧ ಮುಕ್ತೇ ವಿನಾಶ್ವತತ್ವಾವಗಮಂ ಮುಮುಕ್ಷೋ
ದೇಹಂ ಧಿಯಂ ಚಿತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬಂ ಏವಂ ತೋ ದೇಹಂ ದೇಹಂ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಧಿಯಂ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಚಿತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬಂ ರಿಫ್ಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಬಾಡಿ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಚಿತ್ ಪ್ರತಿಬಿಂಬ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಿಯಂಟ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಿಯನ್ಸಿ ಈಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಟು ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೋಸೆಸ್ ಸೊ ದೇಹಂ ಧಿಯಂ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ ಇಸ್ ಇನರ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ and then reflected consciousness is sentient factor which energizes or makes the subtle body sentient. So what is to be done? Visrijya buddho nihatam guhaya. Visrijya, leaving aside. You leave this. Leave three things. Number one, gross body. Number two, subtle body. Number three, reflected consciousness, which is PFT, which is ego, which is ahankar, which is small I, visrijya, inko chhod do. Leaving aside, then what has to do? Buddho nihitam guhayam. There is a guha, there is a cave, cave of intellect. Buddhi guha. You enter that. What you will find there? You will find sakshi there, witness there. In buddhi gupa, you will find sakshi there. Okay, who is this sakshi? That we have definition, we have seen. It is chaitanya, it is ultimate seer, it is drashta. Ultimate seer is that sakshi, which is chaitanya sarupa, and it is drashta. Upadesha sar also is, you will find same thing. Drishyavaritam chittamatmanah chittvadarsanam tattvadarsanam. Drishyavaritam, what is drishya in mind? All thoughts are drishya, seen. Drishya means seen. In that mind, buddhi, equipment, there are two things. One is the drashta, another is drishya. Drishya means seen. Drashta means seer. So if I want to see that drashta, what I have to do? We have to withdraw our attention from drishya. We have to withdraw our attention. Withdraw. Don't destroy. When we want to enter into meditation, we withdraw our attention from the world. We don't destroy world. Just withdraw your attention. So we have to withdraw our attention from gross body, subtle body, and the reflected consciousness. Then what you will find? Drishyavaritam chittatmanah, and then chittudarsanam. Chittudarsanam. You will get chit there. It is already there in existing. Many times I have told you what is mind. Mind is a flow of thought, Gurudev has defined, and Upanishad also defined that way. But all thoughts and mind is inert. What makes it sentient? It is the reflected consciousness. Sentiency comes from that. So there is a Sakshi sitting there, and there are seen there. This seen are vrittis. And who is illuminating? That Sakshi is illuminating all these vrittis. So vrittis are drishya, seen, and Sakshi is drashta. I hope drashta, drishya, you understand these words. Seer and seen. So drishyavaritam. Drishyavaritam means remove this vritti, withdraw your attention from all the vrittis. Drishyavaritam. Chittatmananda. What you will find? Chittvadarsanam. Because mind is, what is mind? Consciousness plus thought is equal to mind, simple mathematics. If I remove thought from mind, mind minus thought is equal to chittvadarsanam. Drishyavaritam. You can negate thought, but you cannot negate the drashta, the illuminator of thought. That we can't do. You can destroy your body, gross body and subtle body, but you cannot destroy that Atman. So, drishyavaritam. I have withdrawn my attention from all the vrittis, all the thought. What will remain? Consciousness will remain. That Sakshi is there. Chitta darsanam, tattva darsanam. Again, in Upadeshar you will find vesa hanata swatma darsanam. Vesa, upadhi, conditioning. Hanata, if you withdraw from your vesa, vesa means your gross body and subtle body, hanata, what will remain there? Swatma darsanam. Swatma darsanam, your Atman will be there. Isa darsanam, swatma rupa. That is Ishwar. Isa darsanam, swatma rupa. That Atma is also Ishwar only. So you can't remove drishya. We cannot destroy or remove chair and all this, we can't remove. There is no need of removing the chairs. What we have to do? We have to withdraw our attention from the world. And then you can see that tattva in buddhi. Same thing we have studied in the Keno Upanishad also. Pratibodha viditam. Do you remember this? Pratibodha viditam. Matam amritattvam hi bindate. When you withdraw pratibodha, in each thought there are two things. There is the vritti and the illuminator of vritti is there, continuously there. But we are caught in the vritti only. We see the seen, drishya, but we are not seeing the illuminator of drishya. But if you are able to do amritatat bindate, you will get amrit. What is that amrit? Immortality. What is that immortal thing? That chetan is immortal. Vritti is mortal. Vritti comes, goes. But that illuminator is continuously there. If you are successful, then you get that amritattam. So concentrate on the seer of thought. Don't flow with the vritti. We always flow the vritti. Meditation, all of a sudden, Chennai comes into the mind. Hello? Or Madras coffee. Somebody's, you have flown with that vritti, with thought. No, just witness, let the procession go. Come to the illuminator. Then what will happen? Then Taittiriya Upanishad says, Om Brahmavid Apnoti Param. That Brahmavid, when you come to know that Sakshi, that Drashta, that Chaitanya, you become Brahmavid. That Brahmavid Apnoti, he gets Param. That is the Supreme. It's not that the consciousness in me is different from the real consciousness. It's the same thing. It is conditioned by my upadhi. That's all. Brahmavid apnoti param. Tesa abhyukta. With reference to that, following him is recited. Tesa abhyukta. What is that him? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What is that brahma? Satyam jnanam anantam. What you know as Satchit Ananda? Same thing. Satyam, it is Sat, Jnanam, it is Chitsarup, Anantam, only infinite can give you Ananda. Finite gives you Priyamod and Pramod. Finite so. Satyam, Jnanam, Ananta, Brahma, that is Brahman. Where you will find? Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parme Vyoman. Nihitam Guhayam, it is still in the cave. Just now we were studying about the cave of intellect. And what is the definition of Sakshi? Antakaran Upahit. Visishti Jeev. Antakaran Upahit Chetan. A Chetan which has got a conditioning is called Sakshi. But he is not identified with that. He is illuminating what is happening in the Antakaran. That's all. Yo Veda Nihitam Guayam Parme Vyoman Saha Usnati Sarvan Kaman Sa Brahmana Vipastiteti. If you come to know, then what will happen? Usnati, you enjoy all desires. Sab desire ho gaya. You enjoy all desire. All desire. Why? What is the science behind it? Brahmanande Vishayananda. Vishayanand, we are getting petty sukh from the Vishay, from the objects of the world. Where from it is coming? What is the source? The source is that, Satchidananda, Brahman. So once you come to know and experience that Brahman, then you are enjoying bliss. And how much is that? Do you know? In Taittiriya Upanishad it comes. Told you many times. A fraction of a drop of that nectar is sufficient to make happy all the people starting from Brahma to Pipilika in the past, in the present and future. Now you are in that ocean of bliss. We are not talking about a fraction of a drop. We are in that ocean of bliss. You can imagine how much you are. Ab kya kamana hai? What desire? I want 1 million. That! Bhago. I don't want 1 million also. Saha usnate sarvan kaman. And saha brahman, with brahman. He is with brahman, he has become brahman. Drashtaram Atmanam Akhandabodham. Drashtaram. Drashtaram means witness. Atmanam, self, Akhandabodham. So in the cave of intellect, realize within the self, which is knowledge absolute. What is this knowledge absolute? Without which you cannot have any function of mind and intellect. We all know mind and intellect is inert. Who is learning physics, chemistry, math, and accounts, law? It is the intellect. But who is giving the energy to intellect? The consciousness. If this consciousness is not there, then that inert equipment is useless. If electricity is not there, then bulb is useless. It will not give light. So I am that drashta, I am unbroken bodh, knowledge absolute. uninterrupted knowledge, and that both is constant. Sarva prakasam sat asat vilachanam. Sarva prakasam illuminating all. It illumines everything. But vilachanam, it is different. Different from what? Sat and asat. What is sat and asat? Gross and subtle. Manifest and unmanifest. Or prakriti. I am different from gross and subtle. We have already seen Shankaracharya has written 98 verses on 5 koshas to make us understand that annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha, or you can say gross body, subtle body and the causal body, they are not. And we have proved that also, they are not Atman. Now what is Atman? Different from Panchakosa, different from three bodies, and illuminator of Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. Illuminator of waking, dream and deep sleep. That is Atman. Different from five kosas, different from gross body, subtle body and causal body. That is Atman. Sarva Prakasam is the illuminator and Vilakshanam is different from Sat and Asat. Sat and Asat means gross or subtle, manifest or unmanifest, or you can say one word, Prakriti. It is different from Prakriti. So one person was employed in a submarine. Now next word, 221. Nityam, nityam vibhum sarvagatam susuchmam. Nityam, that is eternal. Nitya. Do you see anything nitya in this world? Everything is anitya, that is we have to understand. Everything which is seen in the world is anitya. What is the formula? Yad drishyam tad jalam. Whatever is seen, that is inert. Yad jalam tad vikari. That is modifying, changing. The whole world is changing, including our body, including our subtle body, including our causal body. Every second it is changing. You make a new house, next moment it starts depreciating. After 100 years, again it will, you have to demolish it. Bikari. Then after that, Vinashi. So whatever is seen is Vinashi. And what we try to do, that is nature's law. Change, Gurudev used to say, change is changeless law of nature. And we want to change that law. How do we want to change that law? We want to make things permanent. Is it not? My house should be permanent. My furniture should stay permanently. My body should stay permanently. We don't understand this law. We have to accept this law. We don't have any right to change that law. You can't stop it. Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. No, after the adulthood I want to become child again. Nahi hoga. You can't become. It is going slowly, slowly it is changing. You can't change that law. Nityam, vibhum, it is all pervading. Sarvagatam, omnipresent, everywhere. Susuchmam, it is subtle than the subtlest. Subtler than the subtlest. Susuchmam. So Upanishad mantra, this is in the Upanishad, this is in the Kathopanishad. Nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susuchmam. In our Tapovan Satkam also there comes asabdam, asparsam, arupavaccha, arasam, nityam, agandavaccha. Remember? How is that? It is not sabda, asabdam. There are only five objects in the world: Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Ras, Gandha. Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. And for that we have got five organs of perception. There are only five sense objects. So it is denied that tattva, that truth is not sabda, not sound. Although some people when sit in the meditation, oh, I listen to the sound of the Nupur of Lord. He was dancing. No, asabda. I want to touch that. No, you can't touch. Asparsa. Arup, can you show me that Atman? No, there is no form. I can't show you. Arupa. Arasa, no, I want to lick. Atman ko, like ice cream, I want to lick. Nahin hoga. Gand, I want to smell. Some people say, oh, in meditation I smelled sandalwood fragrance coming. Oh, what a beautiful fragrance. No, it is not that. It is other than that. This tapovan satkam, this line comes in Kathopanishad. It is from Kathopanishad. Asat dasparsa rupa. Nityam. Nityam means what? Desh kal vastu aparichinna. Parichinna means limited. Anything which is limited is perishable. Anything which is limited is perishable. Therefore, desh kal vastu aparichinna. That Atma Tattva is, or that Chetan is not limited by any desh. It is only in the Chinma Mission, this shrine. It's not outside. No! Kal, it was available, it is available only in the Kali Yuga, it was not there in the Satyu. No! When the creation was not there, still it was there. When the time was not there, still it was there. Do you know that? When time was not there, still there. When the first clock started, first, second, who was the seer of the first change? There was a seer. Therefore, it was before time also. Vastu, you can't say it's only in the Radha Krishna there. Limited in that. No. Desh kala vastu aparichinna is nityam. Vibhum. Vibhum means one meaning is all pervading, but here we have to take vividham bhavati, appearing in the different name and form. Why are you taking this? Because sarvagatam means also all pervading. Shankaracharya is not going to use two words for indicating same thing. So vibhum means vividham bhavati. So all the name and forms are he only. And sarvagatam, all pervading. It shows how big is that. Sarvagatam, susuchmam, subtler than subtlest. How do we explain subtle in our shastra? By pervasiveness. By pervasiveness. 1 inch by 1 inch cube of ice will take only 1 square inch space. Allow that ice to melt. It will take more than 1 square inch. So water is subtler than ice. Now evaporate, put some scent in that, evaporate. It will be there in the whole atmosphere. So the air is more subtler when it is evaporated, is more subtler than water and ice. So what is the subtlest thing in the world? Space is subtlest. Is it? No, everything is in the space. But who is giving substratum to space also? That is it. Therefore, in our Upanishad, it is said, anoraniyan bahato mahiyan. It is subtler, the smaller than the atom, proton also. Because it is giving existence. And bigger than the any biggest thing in the world. Antar bahi sunyam ananyam atmana. Antar bahi sunya, there is no inside and outside. Antar bahi sunya. There is no antar, there is no inside, there is no outside. Antar vahi sunya. Ananyam atmana, it is not different from the self. Ananyam, not different. Atmana, yourself. So which is without exterior and interior, which is oneself. We can't say self is inside or outside. There is no concept of outside or inside there. It is only when we bring children, we say, no, no, Radha Krishna is here in the temple only. He is not outside. But when they grow, they ask, is the Lord only in the temple or outside also? Then we have to explain, no, he is outside also. Antar bahi. It is just like a pot of water. If you put it in the water, suppose you are standing in the lake. Sometimes you do the tarpana, standing in Ganges. So you take a pot, you take water from Ganga. Suppose at that time, that pot is in the water itself. Inside also water, outside also water. The same way the consciousness is also inside and outside also. From the standpoint of consciousness, there is no antar bahir. Like a submarine. Submarine means what? It is inside water. So there was a person, he was habituated to, whenever he will go to sleep, he will open all windows. You don't do here, but in India we all normally do. Open your windows and you sleep. Fresh air is coming. So this person, for example purpose, this person opened the window of his submarine. You can't open, it is sealed. But he opened. So what happened? Water inside, water outside. Antar bhai. There is no demarcation now. Demarcation is gone. Of course, he was sent home. For Atma Tattva, it is one. So what makes antar bhai? What makes antar bahi? Mana prasute visyan aseshan sthulatmana sushmataya cha bhoktuhu. It is again from Vivek Churamani. We have studied verse number 177. Now we are studying 220. Is the creation of mind. Inside, outside is the creation of mind. Mana prasute. Suchma, subtle, and cross, mind creation. Acha, can you further explain it is creation of mind? Huh? We can explain. See, when we see dream, our subconscious mind makes dream world and the dreamer. So in the dream world, we make a palace. And in that palace, I am entering. Who created? Is it not mind? Mind has become the dream world. Mind has become the dreamer also. So dreamer made a palace in the dream. Now he is doing griha pravesh. He is entering. So who has created antar bahir? Mind. In the dream you will find. Whole thing is creation of mind. Same way the waking also is the creation of mind. When the mind is not awake, there is no world. So long the mind is awake, world is there. In the deep sleep, mind is not there. Is there any world? No, there is no world. Then Jagrat Avastha, it's the Jagrat mind is created all this thing. Everything created by waking mind. Vigyaya samyak nijarupam etat, vigyaya realizing fully samyak nijarupam own nature etat this, by realizing fully this self which is myself, what will happen? Aap itna padhate ho, magar kya hoga, kya batao na? We come every morning on Sunday, kya milega? It says Puman. Puman means man, all human beings. Bipapma biraja bimrityu. Man becomes free from sin, blemish, and death. This is what you will get. Bipapma. Bipapma means what? Goes beyond sin. Goes beyond sin. How you go beyond sin? A science behind it. I have explained it many times. Knowing Brahman, you become Brahman. And Brahman is Karta. Brahman is a Karta. So Brahman is a Karta. Is Brahman a Karta today or was he in the past also a Karta? He was a Karta past, in past also. So whatever action, I have realized I am a Karta today. Was I not a Karta before that also? Yes. Why I am suffering paap punya? Because I have done good and bad actions in the past. That result is coming. Good action will give me dukkha. Good action will give me punya. We say punya karo, punya karo. If somebody is suffering, we say punya karo. So you will get sukh. Punya will give you sukh. And if we are experiencing dukkha, that means we have done good work, bad work. If this is clear, we are suffering and enjoying our own karma phal, fruit of action. Okay. Why we are enjoying our suffering? Because we consider ourselves karta. We think, I am PFT, I am ego, I am the karta. And a karta has to become bhokta also. If you say, I want to be only karta, not bhokta, nahi hoga. A combination saath hai. If you are karta, you have to be bhokta also. So once you come to know that you are that Brahman which is a karta, and that Brahman was a karta since the beginning of the creation, therefore I have not done any action in the past also as a Brahman. As a jiva, I have done. So long you are jiva, you are suffering and enjoying. Once you come to know you are a karta Brahman, you have not done anything. Now I have become Brahman. Now the postman comes, Mr. Nair, here is a packet of sorrow for you, so big. And there is no Mr. Nair, this is Brahman here. He has gone away. Parcel returned to the sender. Chala gaya. Address is not available. He write a note. Address is not available. Gaya. Now you are no more suffering or enjoying. Be papma. You become sinless. Why you become sinless? Because you are no more PFT. You have become drashta. You have become Brahman. Who is Brahman? Who is akarta? He was akarta not only today, he was akarta all through. And whole life, even after that, so long you live, you live as a akarta. You are akarta. Bipapma. Biraja. Biraja means pure. Raja means dust. Biraja means no dust. You become pure. So what is the impurity within us? Vasana. Once you become Brahman, is the vasana there now? Gone. Pure. Biraja. Bimrityu, bimrityu, bigata mrityu, gone beyond mrityu. How you go beyond mrityu? Because Brahman is nitya, we studied just now. You have become Brahman now, you are no more jiva. You are no more jiva, you are Brahman, and Brahman is nitya. Nitya means no birth, no death. Brahman was not born. Don't ask this question, who is the father of Brahman? Brahman is nitya. Vigata mrityu. gone beyond mrityu. So by knowing that akarta brahman, you become bipapma, no pap, no sins left, you will not be suffering. Yesterday I was telling Krishna, Amma, doctor said, Amma, you have got a lot of suffering. I know how much pain you are getting. She said, it is your body, I am not suffering. See? No suffering. Be papma, khatam. Be raja, you become pure. Be mrityu. So when somebody says, that nityam vibhum su sushmam. So our attention should not go outside that it is somewhere there. Are no, these are all my name. Nityam, are you calling me? Vibhum, I am that. That knowledge should happen. I am that knowledge. It is me, my name is called. Acha, Nityam Susucham Vibhum. One Mahatma used to come to Satsang, he was a realized master, but still used to come. The people asked, Aap kyun aate hai? You know everything. He said, I come here to listen my own praise. Aap mere ko kya kya naam se bulate ho? I feel happy inside, you know. So I come here. To listen to my praise, you know. He is not thinking that Vibhum or Nityam is related to somebody else. I am that. Be mrityu on realization, we come to know, I am not this conditioned consciousness. I am not that antahkaran visisht chetan. I am not that. I am not small I. I am not that perceiver, feeler and thinker. I am different. I am capital I. I am big I. Who is akarta? Therefore, that akarta Brahman has got no mrityu. He is taintless. We have proved many times, whatever you do, he is taintless by seeing a red rose. Who is the ultimate drashta? Ultimate drashta is that Sakshi. So Sakshi is never tainted by any action of gross body, subtle body, or causal body. Untainted. So after gaining immortality, what happens? Now suppose you get it. Today you got, you all will say, yes, we are Brahman. What will happen? The body is not going to drop now. Even after realization, the body will remain. So how you will live? In this world, that is in our next verse. Bishok ananda gana vipraschita hai. Bishok, no soak at all. We'll see in our next class.
Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari.
Now one question, next weekend Gaurang Bhai will be here, he will be taking session from 9 a.m. during Balbihar session. Should we have Baj, this Vivek Churamani class on? Will you all come? If you come, then I will take class. Or if you think no, we will attend and give more time toward that. Actually, we want to close the class in the sense that the maximum people should attend that session. That is the idea behind. But if you all promise me that you will come, then I will take class.
Okay, then we take class. Yeah. All of you will come, but you have to come and attend his class also. Aisa nahi ho ki bas, Vivek Churamani ho gaya, then chutti, you are going. That is not correct. In order to give honor to the speaker, we should, I mean, we understand your problem also. You have got the constraint of time. So we will like that you listen to Gaurang Bhai also.
Teachers won't be able to come. They will not be able to come.
Teachers will not be able to come to Gaurang Bhai class, but...
For this, they will come.
So the class will be there. Okay? You all agree? But everybody is not nodding head. Okay. Yes, na? Chalo. Okay. No, I don't want chutti. I have come here to work only, no?